Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh my God, we're back again. Hello and welcome to Secret Artists Podcast, the podcast where comedians do art and have a chat. What's not to like? This week I'm joined by the excellent Sam Fletcher. He tells me about being in the Magic Circle. That's very exciting. He's such a good, creative man with brilliant ideas, and I loved chatting to him, so I think you're going to enjoy the episode. And if you don't come crying to me about it. If you want to see mine and Sam's paintings as you listen, then follow Secret Artists on social media at Secret Art Pod. See you on the other side.
Why don't I read out? I've written an intro for you, so shall I read that out?
Yeah, yes, please.
And then
yeah.
You can go for your
options. Yeah, great. Okay.
I'm joined today by actor, writer and comedian Sam Fletcher. His charming, quirky brand of comedy led to a nomination for the Edinburgh Comedy Awards. Sam has appeared in numerous TV shows such as Shameless, Holby City, Life's Too Short, DNN, as well as Disney's feature film Patrick, where he acted alongside former Secret Artists guest B.T. Edmondson.
I thought you were going to say acted alongside the dog.
And a dog. Yeah. He's not been on the podcast yet, though, the pug.
Soon to be.
Yet. Sam also writes on a number of comedy shows such as Unforgivable, Backstage with Katherine Ryan, and the Emmy Award nominated, nominated.
They never check. No one ever checks.
Animation, The Amazing World of Gumball. He is also a brilliant illustrator, and I'm very excited about having him on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. We're actually at your house.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
You could say it's a studio because yes. I do work in here as well.
Okay.
So, I mean, for tax reasons.
Oh, right. Yeah. You've got to deduct the rent.
Don't you?
Yeah.
That corner, genuinely, yeah. I could say that is, you know,
that's
maybe
obvious.
An eighth of my rent.
Yeah,
is that,
that's the beauty
that,
of isn't London it? Living.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
You're choosing some colours already.
Well, I was going to put out all the colours.
Oh, okay. I thought you were choosing specific colours.
But well, no, because I don't yet know what we're painting.
No, okay. Well, neither do I.
Also, that's weird. It says primary red, but that definitely is magenta, isn't
that's,
it?
Yeah, that's sort of a pinky magenta.
But then it's come out as
has it though?
Red.
Has it come out as red?
Are you colourblind? No,
I'm not colourblind, but...
That looks red to me.
How about you take your red out and see what...
Yeah.
Let's see the difference.
There is a difference.
There is.
One's warmer.
Maybe it's the lighting in my studio.
I think they've conned me. Yeah.
No, that's kind of... But maybe when we place it on here, when it dries,
it'll go different.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, so, good old yellow is yellow.
That's classic. So you've chosen a few different options.
A few options. I think it's the benefit of being in my house, in my flat, that allows us to basically, I think, if I was to travel to you, I'd have had to make a decision.
Yeah.
And because instead of doing it here, I've just, not that I've been lazy, but I just haven't decided yet.
Okay.
And I think you'll be quite pleased with the options.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear.
So one of the things I've been doing as a bit of an art exercise is, you may be familiar with it, what you do is you just make a big shape on the paper and then you have to use that shape as your starting point
cool.
and make an image. And obviously these are quite quick. What I've done here is just a scribble and then I've just tried to turn it into a figure or a person and try to work out what it is. So I thought one option is we do some kind of shape on each other's artwork.
Yeah,
and then the other person has to then use what they've been given as their starting point. Doesn't necessarily have to be a figure,
I love that. So for the benefit of the listener,
yes,
you're showing me digital iPad drawings you've done.
Yes.
And so what, you've just done like a brush stroke with a single colour to make the mark and then gone on with...
With a pencil, yeah, and just try to turn it into a shape or make sense of that shape in some way. And most of them, are, well, all of them are figures. So they're people in different shapes.
Oh, like the guy with the long legs.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, that one, actually, but that one as well.
To be honest, mate, when you do this, often it's long legs.
Yeah.
it's often just people with long legs.
Oh, that's nice. The guy fishing.
Yeah, fishing one's quite good. Yeah. Another one I've been doing is you use a big shape and then you draw somebody within the big shape or something within the big shape. Let's see if I can find that.
It's sort of like an improv game, isn't it? Like you, the freeze game. Do you ever play that?
Yeah, exactly.
You start in a position and then you have to like take the
scene off. What it helps is when you just don't know what on earth to draw or paint and you just don't know what to do and you sort of, you know, you just want to just randomly come up with stuff.
I like that idea.
So let me show you. That is the... So I've done this one. It's a geometric little shape.
Yeah.
And then I drew an image that's within it. So then I went for this guy here.
Oh, wow.
And I would have come up with that unless I'd drawn that shape. So the shape is, I don't know how many sides the original shape had, but it looks like about 10 sides to it.
A pentagon, is it?
Is it? Yeah, probably a pentagon, yeah.
Eight,
is it?
Yeah.
Is that not octagon?
Yeah. No. But do octagons not have to have the same... length of side.
This has gone surprisingly mathsy for a creative show, isn't it?
I am not confident enough to say, but it looks like a...
Yeah. And what I've done is would you like to describe it or would you like me to...
It's a sort of animated man doing... I guess he's like bent over backwards holding a gun.
Yeah.
And his head's between his legs.
Well, the story is that he's fired this gun and it's ricocheting around the room.
Oh yeah, I didn't even see the bullet.
It says the bullet, so he's trying to dodge the bullet and that's why he's in that position.
Yeah, it makes sense now. I also like the shadow effect.
There's a depth. Thank you very much. Also, are we looking past the fact that also I've done some of the shape outside of the shape?
Whoa.
I've been slightly... I think I could have put it.
I love
it,
that. Thinking outside the octagon.
That's how I often do it. So there you go.
Great.
So someone's asking me on Twitter if they can send me $100.
Great.
That's come up on my iPad.
Is that spam or is that...
I think it's spam. I don't know if I don't recognise Chauncey. At Chauncey.
I'd say yes, please.
Yes, well, please, fair enough. Yes, please. So that's one option.
Yeah, I love that option. So we just draw a shape on each other's...
Yeah.
Or do you want to go through the other options?
Or we could pencil line a shape and then you can get rid of the shape so you're not stuck with whatever I've given
you. Well, I quite like how bold the big...
Okay.
The big shapes
are. I mean, how long is this podcast usually? You try to keep it to...
About an hour, but we edit it down.
Well, so. We can
do all day. No, you've got a life to lead.
I might have to go and help my wife out.
Yeah.
So let me... option number two.
Da, 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 da,
that, basically. Poster. We do a magic poster each of us as a magician.
Oh, wow.
And we do a magic thing. Because it's something that we...
So you're pointing at a poster of Keller?
A guy called Keller, yeah.
Self-decapitation. He's got his head above his body.
Floating.
It is cool.
And so they would use these as their, you know, in the... vaudeville time to advertise their show and their biggest sort of newest trick. And so this one is him taking his head off.
I do love that.
Yeah.
But then I quite like the freeing element.
Exactly. But you're from as a listener to your podcast, I know that often what you ask for is something sort of either passionate or something that someone's about. So you can talk about that.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought that as an option.
Yeah. I do want to hear about your magics.
But we can do that anyway here.
Yeah.
It can just...
What would you rather do?
Well, it can sound like you've done some more research and you want to know about the magic stuff. I mean, I'm sure you have. My wife, Anna, went to a party type event where you drink quite a lot with lots of your friends and then you paint what I assume is a butler in the buff.
Okay. So, is it a Hindu or something?
No, I think it was a birthday party, but there was loads of Hindus there.
Yeah.
And so they all painted the models there, the guys sort of serving drinks, and they're all in the buff. And so I thought maybe we could paint our version of that.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. She's really like honed in on the bum, hasn't she?
All she's done is all she's done is the bum. Do you want to describe what you're looking at? Yeah.
Well, I'm looking very closely at some bum cheeks. Yeah, they fill the whole canvas.
Don't they?
There's nice light reflecting off the left cheek.
Yes, she was quite proud of that.
Yeah.
And so was I. It's got quite a cleavage to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Very peachy.
But I mean,
is she an artist then?
She loves doing art, but she would say she doesn't have enough confidence to say that, you know, she likes doing stuff like that. But I think she really enjoys it. Yeah. Yeah. So I thought maybe we could do that, but just paint a bum or inspired by the bum, using that as our inspiration.
God, they're all good.
You've got options there.
Good options. I think instinctively the first is my favourite.
Okay, yeah, fine. Okay. Good idea.
Yeah, good idea.
Say so. No, but good idea. Good choice.
So shall I do you a bold stroke on here and you do the same for me?
If you wouldn't mind doing your boldest of strokes on there.
We've got an array of brushes here.
Have we? Yeah, okay, nice. De La Rowney.
Yeah, quite a good brand.
It is. I think my father-in-law used to work for De La Rowney.
Oh, really?
Yep, and did all the paint stuff and all the brushes. So he would bring back loads of stuff for Anna to play with.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
These are in quite good condition, actually. I've not used them. They're my sort of travel set.
But do you ever use that one much?
I hate that one.
This is the splayed out brush.
Yeah, the bristly splayed.
A sort of a gentleman's moustache.
Yeah.
Vibe. Or maybe more, I'd say, not gentleman, maybe more, do you know who Dick Strawbridge is?
No, but it's a good name.
It's one of the best names, isn't it? Dick Strawbridge.
Is that a real person?
Yeah. You may not want, I don't know your sort of viewing choices here, but do you ever watch TV? It's sort of afternoon telly.
No.
He's quite big on the old afternoon telly front. And I'll show you what he looks like. He does a show where Escape to the Chateau.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like this. That's him.
Oh, Dick wow. That is some moustache.
And so his show is him going to, well, basically doing up a chateau.
That can't be his real name.
I think it is.
Colonel Richard Francis Strawbridge.
Yeah. And he's chosen to call go for the Dick.
Yeah, Dick.
Colonel Dick. I mean, he makes quite bold choices.
A confident man.
He really does. He really is. And his wife's fantastic as well. She does quite arty stuff, and she has big, bright hair. Angel Adori.
Amazing name.
Yeah, Dick and Angel.
You couldn't make it.
Wow, no, you couldn't. And I mean, you can see why his production company went, yes, please, for these two. And what he does is he does up his chateau in France. But what happens there, though, is that I think Channel 4 are paying for it.
Oh, really? I'm starting, by the way.
Of course, please do. I think they pay for it. It's like he's got away with it somehow. He's got away with this idea of being able to, you know, basically do up his own house and get paid for it.
It's a really good idea.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I haven't gone for the Dick Strawbridge brush. I've gone for a wide
brush. The Dick Strawbridge brush is quite good for doing like leaves on trees, I find.
Ah, yes.
Sort of silhouettes of
forests, yes,
etc.
It's very, what's his name? The quite chilled out artist who's got the big hair. Oh, what's his name? Happy Little Accidents. Do you know what I'm talking about? Oh, hey, you might like that. I can't remember his name, though.
Is he living?
No, don't think so. I'm sure your listeners are probably shouting his name out right now.
Probably.
Would you like me to look him up?
Yeah, this is great. Thanks for being the sort of researcher as we go along.
Well, again, that's the benefit of being here. It doesn't seem rude for me to be on my iPad, does it?
Just answer your emails if you like.
Yeah, well, I do have a few things on, if you don't mind. I'm just going to...
You're going to get that $100.
I do. Right, let me find
So on your website, it says you're developing an illustrated book. Is that still
the
case?
Yeah.
What's the progress on that?
So I've had this idea of, a few different ideas, and I'm either going to put them all in one book.
Mm.
And so it's something I've been doing on Instagram as well, which is that I like sort of invention ideas, weird inventions.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I came up with, one day, a bit bored during the pandemic, I came up with a 40 different forks. And I thought, you know what? I could probably do, I'm sure I could do 100 different forks. And I thought that could be quite a good book idea. Sorry about the bike. Should I close the window? We haven't thought about this at all, have we?
I mean, that was loud, but...
That
was Sam just on his bike.
Yeah, this is also a garage.
I've gone for quite a swirly... And I've used the so-called magenta paint that is actually red.
Yeah.
A swirl.
Nice. I'm going for the sort of British racing green.
Mmm, nice. I've gone for a rounded shape, and you've gone for lines.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know if that helps at all. I'm just sort of instinctively...
So is your book going to be aimed at adults or kids or both?
To be honest, it's lots of ideas at the moment, so I don't really know exactly where the... It's trying to work out what your audience is, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
And kind of what you want to do. I mean, I love drawing. I love making art anyway. So I think there will be something. I would like to do both, to be honest. I don't know if I can do graphic illustration. That's quite full on. You know, when you sort of see a graphic art, like a comic type thing, and that's
It's a lot of detail.
It's a lot of detail, a lot of work. And each one has to be pretty good, you know? Mm. I don't know yet. I mean, I've said that on the website, but it's kind of just sort of boldly put it there.
Yeah.
As to then do something about it, you know.
You should. Your illustrations are amazing.
Well, thank you very much. Arty parents.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very. They went to an art school in Birmingham.
Oh, nice.
And then were both graphic designers.
Oh, cool. Is that how they met? At art
college? Yeah. I quite like that, how people interpret art. And often they sort of say something and you're thinking, I'm not sure if I say that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's often the gallery, isn't it, that's
saying that's what... the bollocks.
Yeah.
Beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
So you used to work in a...
I did, worst job of my life.
Really? Worst job.
It was a good job in lots of ways, but I worked for a psychopath.
Okay. Was it good... In the sense that it was what you kind of where you wanted to be, or did you not really want to be doing that?
No, I didn't necessarily want to be doing that. I mean, it was a nice sort of first job I waitressed for a bit, and then it was like my second job out of university.
Yeah.
And it was obviously quite exciting being in London and working in the art world. And I've met lots of nice people there. But my boss was an absolute nightmare.
Often are, aren't they?
Yep.
Often are,
yeah. What do you do your illustrations as like a way of relaxing or what?
Not really. I find art actually not very relaxing.
Mm.
Mainly because I do like to post it afterwards, or I do like to sort of, even if it doesn't have an outcome to it, I think compared to, for instance, if you were to, another pastime.
Yeah.
Something like jigsaw, right? You don't actually have to be any good at it or be in the right state of mind for it to work and feel quite happy about it afterwards. Artwork, if you haven't completed it or done it in a certain way, you can sort of end up feeling really rubbish about it.
Yeah.
I do anyway, just think, oh, no.
Yeah, it can be really frustrating.
Yeah. And so actually it's not, I don't find it that relaxing.
Yeah.
If you allow yourself to be completely relaxed, maybe, but I do something else instead for relaxation.
What would you do to relax?
PlayStation? Not well. Anna's really into
PlayStation.
I'm not really. She's very much a gamer. Used to work at Game.
Oh wow!
When we first went out, we met at school.
Did you?
Yeah. Disgusting, really.
Wow. So yeah. How long have you been together then?
Almost 20 years.
You were both at school, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same school. Almost 20 years. We've been married
God.
5. Yeah.
That's so nice.
I'm gonna get this guy reclining, I think.
Nice.
I'm gonna put his, how do we do that?
I'm doing this sort of sunset at the moment.
I might get a pencil out, is that alright?
Oh yeah, sorry, is that I didn't bring any pencils.
No. I'll let you know. I own a pencil.
Someone's doing one.
Yeah. Thank you, Rishi Sunak.
you find it quite frustrating?
Yeah.
The process of doing art. Would you find that similar to how you feel about writing or like the patterns of?
Yeah, I think so. I think, again, I sort of need to write. I need to sort of have a reason for doing the writing, you know, rather than it just being a pastime that I can sort of get into.
Yeah.
But to relax, what I really like music. I like finding loads of music on Spotify, just to sort of look, you know, finding stuff and discovering stuff, because you don't have to do too much, and it's quite a rewarding thing to suddenly find some music you've never heard of before.
Yeah.
Something that's just completely out of the blue, this amazing thing that you've just discovered, or, you know, type of genre that you just suddenly found. So, yeah. I'd say I'm into magic as well, but I don't think it's, again, particularly relaxing.
Yeah, how did you get into magic then? Was that a drama school?
No, as a kid, classic as a kid thing of when you're, you know, you're given a magic set, and just suddenly realise, I'm getting quite good reactions from this.
But you're very good at it, aren't you? Is that what you used in your first show?
Yeah. And I still do. I'm sort of doing some more I'm doing magic now in stuff.
Yeah.
I've just become a member of the Magic Circle.
Wow. That's really cool.
Yeah. Quite fun.
Are you allowed to... Does that mean you're not allowed to talk about your tricks or...?
I'm not allowed to say how anything is done. That is the main thing. Yeah, I'm not allowed... That's...
So do you all, like, hang out together?
Yeah.
That's the...
I'm going possibly down to the circle there today.
Is there one meeting point that you
there is? Yeah, to? It's in Euston.
Does everyone wear like funny things? Or what do people?
What do you mean?
Like do people wear sort of hats with birds in them and stuff?
Hats with birds in them.
Is that a magic thing?
Yeah, I suppose it could be.
I just can't imagine what a group of magicians look like.
Do you think they just turn up? Sort of in there.
Yeah, maybe.
In the same way, do you think that, like, I don't know, do you think people assume comedians just turn up and just, you know...
in with, clown masks.
Clown masks with a microphone.
Yeah, I do that.
Always ready, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're always ready to go.
Yeah.
No, they don't. However, sometimes on a club night, they do a exam. You've got to perform an exam to become a member of the circle.
Oh, wow. So you've just had to do that?
I've just done that now, a few months ago.
Was that nerve-wracking?
Yeah, quite.
How many people were watching?
Not as many as I'd sort of hoped for, but it doesn't matter. As a performer, I kind of, you know, want to perform to as many people as possible. But actually, it's probably quite nice. They're all magicians, so they're a very different audience. Really different to
tough crowd, like when comedians watch other comedians.
Yeah, completely. Because they're looking at something different. They're watching for your moves.
Yeah.
And so they're looking at that, and they're not really... I mean, they're entertained, but an audience will be looking at it in a different way, you know?
Yeah.
And a normal audience will be just enjoying it. So, for instance, I did a joke that I know goes down incredibly, dare I say it, very well.
Yeah.
In a normal audience, it goes, because it's a punchline, it's a callback to something that you're not expecting. And I decided to actually go quite far and do the thing that I suggested I'd do at the top. You know, it sounds like it's sort of offhand, and I actually then do the thing.
Yeah.
And so it's a surprise. It's more of a surprise joke. I won't say what it is, but... it got nothing because I think they were expecting it to be a magic trick. And I was so frustrated that I actually said to them, come on.
Yeah. What, in your exam?
Yes. And I didn't get, like, I didn't get marked down.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Going back to magic, I have a question.
Yes, please.
And I'm going to read it off, but that'll be it. Magic is not often beautiful in its component parts in order to create the final effect, but does that affect how you appreciate art? Like, do you think the creation has to be beautiful, or is it only the end result that matters?
Wow.
I'm sorry, I just thought of that.
Yeah, you did. That was off the top of your head, right?
Yeah.
What a great question. Are you saying that once you know how a trick works, it's not as, you know, it's quite disappointing, it's quite ugly?
Well, I suppose it's just like in the same way joke writing can be quite formulaic.
Yes.
And if you know the structure, maybe it's less enjoyable than
I think some tricks are more, the actual secret to them is more impressive than the actual trick.
Outcome. Oh, that's interesting, yeah.
If you've ever seen any of Penn and Teller's stuff, they do a lot of stuff where often if they've invented something, because they don't mind exposing their own tricks, if it's their own invention, they feel quite happy to expose it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as opposed to if it was somebody else's idea or patented idea,
yeah,
it's very wrong to expose how that trick works.
Okay.
But if they've come up with an idea,
yeah,
and so often they decide actually the secret is much more entertaining than the actual effect. And so there's a great one on YouTube. I won't say anything about it other than it's Teller, who's the one who's quiet, the one who doesn't talk.
Mm-hmm.
He's being run over by a lorry.
Mm-hmm.
And during the show that they hosted, you get to choose, you get to have a guess of how you think it works. And at the end, they're going to show you how it works, because the secret is better than the actual effect. And it looks like, looks like he's being run over. Like, you see the wheels going over his body and crushing him, essentially. And you're trying to work out how did he... And they give you three options. One is he wearing something protecting? Is it a fake version of him? Or maybe is it a fake lorry? Is something happening to the lorry? And so you've got to work out which one it is. And I really love that.
And did you work it out?
No, got it wrong. Which is even better when you then work out how it works. You think, I like that. That's fun.
And it is one of the options they give you. It's not like a trick question.
No. It's there. All the clues are there for you.
Cool.
Yeah.
And have you ever created your own magic trick?
Yeah.
Is that a really stupid question?
No, not at all. No, I quite like inventing stuff like that, because it means that it's very personally yours. You know, you can do what you like with it.
And have you patented it?
No, but I've worked out the method to an effect. So an idea that you come up with a thought of, like, I want to turn this spoon into a fork. How can I do that?
Mm.
And then you work out...
You're really big on forks, aren't you?
Do you know what? There is quite a lot of cutlery-based...
It's relatable.
Isn't it? Isn't it?
That must be so satisfying, just having your own trick.
Well, yeah. Well, basically, you come up with that. For me, the way because I've come at it from a comedy point of view,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going, what is the funny idea? Where is a funny idea here of something that would happen on stage?
Yeah.
And then the puzzle is to work out how to make that thing work.
Yeah.
And so instead of going the other way around, which is often when you get a trick, somebody has come up with that trick and then you just perform it and it's an effect.
Yeah.
I'm going around the other way of trying to invent it, because I'm thinking I need to come up with a solution of how to make this thing work. So, for instance, I once had an idea of I thought it would be quite funny to start a show by getting someone to sign a grape. And I put the grape down my sleeve.
Yeah.
And then I do a dance. Yeah. And as I'm doing the dance, the grape is making its way across my sleeve,
yeah,
down my shirt,
yeah,
down my trousers.
Yeah.
And then it appears at the bottom of my trousers by my ankle, and I catch that, and it's still the same grape that's gone from there to all the way down.
Am I allowed to guess how you've done it?
Yes.
What do you say?
I don't do it anymore. So yeah, right. If you want to.
Do you have someone backstage who does the same signature on the grape and then like surreptitiously puts it in your shoe or something?
Yeah, no. No, that's not how I do it. But it's a good idea. It's not how I do it.
Is it still the same actual grape?
Yeah. Same grape.
I've run out.
So do you think? Well, what I want people to feel is that I'm doing an actual, doing the genuine dance that makes it go all the way down. But I want people to sort of go, well, that's the only way it could be.
Oh.
So there's another way of doing it.
Where you transfer it during the dance.
I shouldn't really. I mean, it's my own invention. It's my own invention, so I'm sort of allowed to say it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? Let's just.
And who are your favourite artists, Sam?
Do you have any? Yeah. I love... David Tridley.
Yeah.
I think he's fantastic. I love him. Went to see him do a talk with Tim Key. Took me to go and see him do a talk.
Oh, nice.
And the person who's hosting it... Because have you ever seen what David Tridley looks like?
Yeah, I actually hosted an art fund event on Zoom in lockdown, and he was one of the panelists.
Amazing.
So that was pretty exciting.
Were you surprised by how he looked? In the sense that, you know, the artwork that he creates?
Yeah.
There is a kind of character.
He's like a normal bloke.
He's like a normal guy who just wears quite a nice jumper.
Yeah.
And he just looks, seems very normal. And so the guy who was hosting the event...
Mm-hmm.
Was short, was wearing bright pink suit, was balding, but like with a strange comb over.
Yeah.
Weird facial hair. And I thought, that's exactly who I imagined David Shrigley to look like. Because the painting looks like it's a mad person with a stick and a bucket, and they're just making stuff every day, and that's what they're doing. So when you discover this guy's just a normal guy who's just sort of making art, do you know what I mean? There's like a character behind it.
Yeah.
And when I suddenly realised that the character was just fairly...
just
a normal guy. Yeah. I was sort of surprised by it, taken back. But yeah, I love him.
Actually, your iPad drawings are quite similar style to his drawings, I would say.
The worry is he's very easy to emulate. His artwork is very, very easy to emulate. I think a lot of people do go down that way. So I'm trying
comics when there's sort of funny drawings.
Exactly. So I'm trying my best to sort of what do I do differently to him?
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise you don't want to feel like you're it's his, that's his thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I try my best. I take the compliment. Thank you very much. But I want to also make sure I'm not too, encroaching into his
territory. I think you've definitely got your own style.
There's loads of artists who sort of do similar things, and you just try to work out what is it particularly that you do. And so I was thinking more inventions or objects, or clearly there's something about maybe the magic thing as well.
Yeah.
Is there, invention and ingenuity and things like that, or looking at the world slightly, differently. I don't know. But yeah. I would say he's my favourite.
Yeah. I think what's the phrase that you and your wife say about Bob Ross?
Have you fucked it yet?
Well, I feel like I'm getting to that stage.
I don't think you are at all.
Really?
No, not at all.
Gone quite wishy-washy.
Yeah, but I mean, so where are you imagining this place to be? What is it?
It's some sort of, I keep saying urban landscape, but it's mainly water, actually.
Well, it's a docks, maybe.
Yeah,
docks.
Sort of dockyard.
Yeah.
And do you own any art, Sam?
I do like to frame stuff, but because of our flat, you can't really do too much framing or put stuff on the walls, you can't really do
that.
But I do like buying bits and pieces and prints and things. I bought this one that says Tea Revives You.
Oh, yeah.
It's up there. It's a screen print.
Nice.
And I bought that after some work. And I think it was my first ever job, actually. I bought it off my first ever job. And I thought to myself, quite arrogantly, every time I get a job, I'm going to buy some art.
Yeah.
Didn't buy art for quite a while. It was the first and only job for a bit. And then and then you start thinking, I don't think I'm going to be able to keep this up if I actually, you know, next time you actually get a job, I don't think I need to buy art.
Yeah. Wonder if you could buy any art, if money was no object and you could buy any artwork in the world.
I don't know. There's that is a Shribley sculpture.
Oh, cool.
That he had as, well, there's a few. There's one which is a swan that he did, an inflatable swan, which is incredible because it doesn't look like a swan at all. It's just white, a white sort of inflatable base and then a stick. And so the head is just basically a bollard, and it's got a face on the front of it, and he was calling it a swan. And I'm like, I really like that. Or the other one, which is the, I think it was one of the plinths, or the fourth plinth. Did you ever see that? It was a big thumb.
Blue cock. Oh, the thumb. Yeah, yeah.
Massive long thumb. Yeah. It just says underneath it, really good.
Where would you put it?
Well, I need a garden, I think. Yeah. I don't think I can have it in here.
It was gold, wasn't it, the thumb?
Yeah, it was gold. It was pretty massive. It was a huge thing. I mean, I don't know what I'd have to convince Anna to do that. Now, during your podcast, how many sort of times do people get their art all over them?
Oh, it's normally me.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I've got art all over me.
That's nice though, isn't it? Having a bit of art on you.
I've decided to wear this particular shirt for a reason as well. This is known colloquially as my eating shirt.
Oh, really?
Because I tend to, well, by Anna, because I tend to drop food down me quite a lot. And so...
Yeah, it's good having a patterned shirt because you can't tell, can you?
And the right colour as well, mostly red. Yeah, because most food...
Red and blue.
Yeah, well yeah, that's lucky. But yes, it's become my eating shirt. Because I own quite a lot of white clothes, white tops.
Nightmare.
Isn't it? So that's I get told just before I sit down to eat, you've got get one of your eating shirts on.
And that's a sign of how long you guys
isn't it? Together. Yeah. I don't know if that is a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know if that's a way of maybe go, oh, I'd love to be married for that long or know that person for that long. Or they shout at you, put your eating shirt on.
It's sweet, I think.
But it's it's the kind of thing I'm slightly regretting telling a podcast, but hey.
Quick fire round. Oil or watercolour?
Or watercolour.
Portrait or landscape?
Portrait.
Acting or reacting?
Acting.
Magic or comedy?
Comedy.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
Yes.
Tortured artist or logical lawyer?
What? Logical lawyer? Tortured artist. Don't really know what that means. Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about or think about art?
Talk about art.
Look at a painting close up or far away?
Far away.
Private view or view of privates?
View of privates.
Painting from life, landscape or still life?
All three.
Art or books?
Art.
Art or music?
Hard one.
Comedy or art?
Comedy.
Thank you.
There you go. What I liked about that was you didn't ask me to justify any of my answers.
No, and now I'll ask you to justify.
Okay, cool. We can go through them all. Okay. That's the good thing with the digital artwork.
Yes.
It is so good that you can just go, no. That I won't do that again. Yeah.
But then it does make all the digital art quite clean, doesn't it? There's no like human error, which sometimes is quite
But you have the choice. That you have the choice then.
I suppose.
To look at the human error and go, I quite like the human error element. Or you look at it and go, that looks like a toddler has done that. At least, you know. I don't know. I don't know what else to add. I don't know if it needs anything else to it. I like the blank element to it. But
I think I'm nearly done.
Be something there.
Maybe you sometimes do words on your drawings, don't you?
I do.
You could do like a...
I could, yes, exactly.
A word or something.
Yeah, yes. I'm trying to think, what is the word that's going to be spoken by him, or is it the, you know, the title of the thing.
Because
there's two options there. Is it about him or is it about... I'm feeling just the words macho man.
Nice.
Just thinking macho man. Or isn't there a song... A macho man.
Yeah.
So maybe just two. Macho man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what if I want to make it a joke or not. Hard to know.
I think trust your instincts.
That's such an easy thing to say though, isn't it?
Yeah. You're a trained actor.
I am, yeah.
How was drama school? Would you recommend it for someone wanting to go into acting? Or do you think now there's more direct routes that are as sort of valid?
Before I went to drama school, that summer, I went to Edinburgh and was a technician in Edinburgh.
I think that's when I first met you. You were Tim Key's tech, weren't you?
Actually, yes, but that was a few years later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was Tim Key's tech for a bit, but I met Tim in the first year there, teching at C Venues.
Oh.
There was a club night on there as well. So I was watching a load of stand-up, including the first incarnation of Freeze. I don't know if you ever watched Freeze, which is Tim and Tom Basden.
Oh, yes, I did, yeah.
Do their stuff together. Brilliant. And so, yeah, it was the first version of that. And so I saw all of that, and I suddenly then thought, actually, do you know what? I had a really fun experience in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And then I was going to drama school, and it never really got the same excitement and vibe as Edinburgh did.
Yeah.
Because of it just being suddenly, I was sort of accepted there.
Yeah.
And I found my voice there. Well, not found my voice, but I found at least I really like it here.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was slightly that element to it going, well, actually, I could have not. Perhaps gone to drama school, but I don't know. I don't know if I would have gone the same route. It's hard to know. So yeah, I think it's both. I think you have to have life experience in some way, and maybe just be quite good at it anyway. Because I don't know how much I learned really at drama school. I don't know. You know, like physics, like the actual sort of written down exactly what I learned. But hey, I don't know.
Tell me about your podcast.
The fun thing about that is because it's done as a we're going for a walk with radio mics on.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people find it really like we're actually doing a podcast because it is literally like we're just having a chat similar to this. But we at least in your peripheral we can see these microphones and I don't usually or ever invited you over to paint.
Yeah. I know,
I
invited myself.
You did invite yourself. But yeah, I mean, in the sense that this feels like we're doing a thing in the same way that you sort of prepare yourself for a podcast. You know, you go into the studio or you go to the thing, put the headphones on, or you know that you're in some way broadcasting something. And so with the walking tour, it really feels like no one would know that you and I were recording a podcast as we're just chatting.
Yeah.
It's
quite good because it frees people up. The same way while people are painting, I think they're inhibited.
Exactly, yeah.
Told me your magic trick, for example.
Yeah, exactly. I shouldn't have. I did. Right. The problem is with the digital artwork is when I sign it, I've got an actual signature that I use
and then
I just copy and paste it onto the artwork. So when I think I've got it up.
How do you sign it? Is it SF?
All right, Sam Fletcher, quite big, and then I edit it slightly with something. So I just literally copy and paste it and put it on. Let's see if there's. So I just. And that is usually look. It's a little
nice. File. Always in lilac.
Nope. Change. You can change the colour.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
But it's always the same one because I quite like that one version that I did it. But I don't know if I can write Sam Fletcher on the bottom there. So
You could do it in pencil.
Do you think?
Because you don't want it to detract from the
that's true.
Macho man in black. Yeah, but also I don't want to tell you.
I'm going to keep that oon there.
Yeah.
I'll keep that oon there. Let's
do that.
I don't
want to tell you how to sign your own work.
Do you know what? I'll tell you this now. As a quite a digital artist, it has made me just actually think, do you know what? I can just fill up some pages with stuff and not worry too much about it.
Yeah.
Because that makes me feel quite good. I'm quite happy with that.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
As a thing, also just that it's quite similar to some of the other stuff that I've done on there, but by doing it physically, which I've never really done before, there's something quite freeing about it, you know? Yeah,
and also you have to take the risk of, like, committing to...
Yes. What I'd need to get somebody to fill up a pad full of shapes for me, and then I do the shapes.
Yeah.
Anna doesn't want to do that. I've asked her before.
Really? I'll do it.
I'm not interested. Okay.
Yeah.
Just fill in some...
Yeah.
Yeah, probably got some paper here if you want to.
Great, I can do some okay. now.
Yeah, do you want to do it whilst I'm doing
yeah,
yours?
Yeah, sure.
Great. Genuinely, I'll bring
easy.
A pad over. Yeah. What's your go-to artwork style, Annie? What do you often find yourself painting?
I do a mixture of, I guess, sort of abstract landscapes and sometimes figurative.
Uh-huh.
I used to do a lot more figurative painting. And in the pandemic, I got a bit abstract.
Of course, we all
for
did.
For whatever reason.
We all did.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I've had quite a few commissions that have been landscape paintings, which I do enjoy.
And what about your family? Did you grow up sort of around art and doing art?
Yeah, my dad does sort of cartoonish drawings.
Okay.
My mum has never really done art. I think she went to quite a horrible Catholic convent in Ireland where they're just told they're shit at everything.
Oh, God.
So I think she's a creative person, and she always like allowed us to be creative and took us to different art classes and stuff.
Yeah, that's good. Perhaps vicariously.
Yeah, maybe because it's something she didn't have. So yeah, I've always loved like drawing and painting.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, gonna do
nice.
Some shapes for you.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind. I mean, I feel like the actual element of the podcast is sort of over, but I'm just asking you to do some little shapes.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the podcast. I'm going to carry on doing this when we stop
of course,
record.
Yeah.
But then I will leave, don't worry. I live here now.
You've had quite a nice time, haven't you? Enjoyed it? Yeah, good.
Very nice, thank you.
Oh, a pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Remember to follow Sam on social media. He's on Instagram, SamFletcher_Insta, and on Twitter, @SamFletcherESQ. He's got a brilliant podcast called The Comedy Walking Tour, and he's had some excellent guests on that. So do give it a listen. If you want to see mine and Sam's artworks from today's episode, remember to follow @SecretArtPod on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you as ever for listening, and we shall see you next time. Goodbye. Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.